Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes?
I have.
There is more that I
I'll say the
prayer.
I'm still going to say,
will your heart and soul say yes? Now, will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit say yes, yes. If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now, will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your
heart
and tell the Lord yes. I'll say yeah. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you so much, Father. Hallelujah. You said the battle is not ours. It is yours, Father. And truly it is, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do, all that you've done, and all that you're doing, Father. We thank you for being our Alpha and our Omega, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for being our all in all, our everything, Lord. We thank you that you are our source and our provider, not man, hallelujah, not mankind, Father, not government, hallelujah, not no job or any other thing, hallelujah, only you, Father. You are the one that controls everything. Our everything, for you are our everything, our El Shaddai, Meshutaregeta. You are all of it all, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I yield myself to you. I'm only to you, Lord. Hamakashanda. I yield myself to you, Father. Each person on this line, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For opportunity, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we made a lie out of adverse spirit, Father. We thank you, Lord Hamashanda. We thank you and we give you praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise, Lord Jesus. Let it be my middle name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Namashanda Lusha. Hallelujah, from the crown of my head down to the sole of my feet. Let everyone feel the power of God move through them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, know that he is real than real. There are no words that can describe him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No words, Father. Hallelujah, that can describe you. Hallelujah, we just praise you in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for being so kind, so generous to give us your only begotten son, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, your only begotten son, Lord Jesus, so that we may have the opportunity to experience everlasting life. to go through eternity, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for your magnificent grace, your grace. Your grace that keep on keeping on, Father, that keeps on keeping us, Father. Hallelujah. Not because of us, not because of anything we do. Not think of yourself so highly, for you are lower than the lowest and least. Hallelujah. For he is all personified and magnified. Hallelujah. My God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for covering us with the blood of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for your spiritual light being upon us. May today be a day of so many praises that we give you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's not look for the blessing. Let's look for a praise unto the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. North, east, south, and west. Up and down. Hallelujah. Around the corner. Down in the valley. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Believe him in the name of Jesus. Believe in him. Believe in him. Trust in him. Hold fast to his unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Protect and keep us from danger seen and unseen, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 Apostle. I turn the program over to our honorable apostle, Rosa L. Arnold.
Thank you. Praise God. Glory to his name. I'm so happy tonight about the lesson that God has for us. And the enemy has tried everything to block us, to stop us, to keep us from getting on this line tonight. But I thank God for those of you that were not deterred. When they said there was nothing scheduled for the next 24 hours. But we know, hallelujah, God always has a ram in the bush. And I thank God for my ram tonight, hallelujah, that helped us to get that we could have our lesson tonight. And we're just going to give Jesus the praise. Just going to give God the praise, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 oh, is Jesus, 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 holy, 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 oh yes, holy, 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 oh, is Jesus, 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 faithful, don't start that again, faithful, 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 faithful. Oh, it's Jesus, 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 loving it. Loving, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do for us, God. I thank you for this lesson tonight. Hallelujah. Last week,
on the phone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Thank you so much. Last week, we were talking about the positive and negative side of confession. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. We were talking about confessing to the Lord. Confessing what God has done for us. What we were learning is how to turn our faith loose. We've learned what faith is. We've learned how we get faith. And we've learned how to confess it. And God wants us to learn and to know how to turn our faith loose. This is why we still have more to talk about. Now, to divine confession, the dictionary says that is to acknowledge or to own up to or to acknowledge faith in. To own up to or to acknowledge faith in. It also means to make confession of one's faults. But remember, we said last week that one definition is to make confession of one's faith or to acknowledge faith in God's word. That's what we want to hold on to. Because if we just live on one side,
something has happened. He said, we cover by the police and everybody. He said, all out here.
Okay. Let's pray, everybody. There is something happening in our community.
There are even people driving up the wrong side of the expressway.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They everywhere.
Okay. We just got a call. I had Pastor to call back, and people are even driving on the wrong side of the highway. There is police out here in our community, out on Moreland Avenue. The police are blocking off everywhere. We don't know what's happening or what is going to happen, but
let's just pray.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Holy God, Holy God, Holy God, we thank you for your divine protection. God, I ask that you protect the police forces that are out there, God, and for whatever has happened that they're all running to, God, I ask that you keep them safe in Jesus' name. Keep everybody in this community safe, oh God. It goes shut up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to let your blood cover this area, God. I've asked this morning that this whole community be covered with the blood of Jesus. Whatever is happening, God, let your hand of mercy be upon it right now. Let no lives be lost, God, in Jesus' name. And I give you the praise. I thank you for peace. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. for peace. Yes, God. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you. It is all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I praise him. Hallelujah.
They opened it up for you.
I praise him because nothing can hurt us.
You coming?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, back to the lesson. Sorry for the interruption, but there was a need.
They opened it up
for us.
Just as you finish your prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor said, as soon as we prayed, God opened it up.
And they're able to make it on.
They're able to make it. Thank you, Jesus.
To this house.
Everything is open. Father, you're so almighty. You're so almighty. We just praise you in everything. What we want to talk about tonight, glory be to God, that God wants us to know, and there are many things that we will discuss that will put this so much in our spirit that we'll have a problem releasing our faith. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 2:17, we're talking about new creatures in Christ Jesus. God wants us to confess who we are in him, in Christ. He don't want us to be ashamed, to want him to save us, but we're scared if we tell our friends, if we tell somebody like us anymore, they won't want to be friends with us anymore. If there was people like that in your life or around you, then you don't need them. You need to pray for them, that God will open up their minds and open up their hearts. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, hallelujah, there's the expression, again, that I've given you about in Christ, and everywhere you see it in your Bible, over in the Gospels, circle it, over in the letters, put a red circle around it. Hallelujah. So you know this is important to God. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is a revolutionary truth. I mean, hallelujah, Jesus. This scripture is the one that the churches are to teach. The churches are to believe, and the churches are to confess. And you don't hear it too much. A lot of denominational churches that you may not hear what God is saying that in the scripture that he wants us to do, that he wants us to know. He wants us to know it without a doubt in our heart that we are, once we accept Christ in our heart and he take our sins and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, where he said he will remember them no more. And we are to not keep going back to them. Christ wants us to know, hallelujah, that we are not just no more sinners, hallelujah, but we are new creatures. We're not poor, we're not weak, we're not staggering, we're not sinning, we're not barely getting along. And I hate to hear us say, oh, I'm just barely getting along. Can't hardly make it. Where is your God? Where is your faith in the Lord? For he's let us know. Praise God. His Father has the cattle on 1,000 years. He's let us know that he shall supply all of our needs according to his Father in Christ Jesus. He's going to do that. He tells us that one of the adjectives of God's name is Jehovah Jireh. He lets us know that he is our provider. And we have to believe, we have to put our trust in that to know. Oh, glory be to God. For an example, that was some things I was looking through, some catalogs that I had. And in my heart, it was some things that I wanted. I was not going to order anything more because I'd already ordered enough. But I really wanted these things. And lo and behold, Evangelist Flint was with me, opening up the wonderful gifts and things that the family and friends had given me on last Saturday for my birthday. And in it was that purse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, he would give it to me. He would do it. We just have to trust him. And he said he would give us the desires of our heart. How does he do that? He does it because our heart becomes as his heart. We begin to want the things in us that he wants for us, that he wants in us. He wants us to believe in him, to trust in him, to obey him. Hallelujah. And when we are doing those things, it's his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure just to bless us, just to honor us. And he just keeps on blessing. He just keeps on doing it. Pastor, and I had wanted one of these things that you call the name out, and then it answers whatever question, Alexa. And that was one of my birthday gifts. And praise God. I thank God that Pastor's worked with him until now. We can play it. I just give God so much praise. You see, he'll answer you. He'll look into your heart. And he'll say how much you love him, how much you want to be with him, how much you want to be obedient to him. Glory be to God. These are things that the church is to teach us. Oh, hallelujah. It's to teach us to believe and teach us to confess. Not our problems, not things that we're going through. It's nobody's business, hallelujah. But to confess what God has done, confess what he is doing right now. Paul wrote in the book of Ephesians, he wrote to the Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter and the 10th verse. And he said in that scripture, therefore, we are new creatures. Hallelujah. Created in Christ Jesus with the life of God, the nature of God, and the ability of God all in us. 2 Corinthians 1 and 17 should be a favorite. We should love that scripture. Hallelujah. Because it's letting us know that if any man, any of us, be in Christ, then we are new creatures. That old man is no longer there. We should be working on it every day of our lives to get rid of the old way of doing things, the old man that ruled in us, that was under the old ruler, which is not our Lord. Our Lord is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we have to acknowledge that. We need to confess that and not be afraid or ashamed. Because if we confess that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, it'll make all the difference in our lives. It will. You won't be tempted by the things of the world because you will consistently confess that I'm a new creature a brand new creature in Christ. Now, I'm going to give you another in him or in whom scripture. And this is found in Ephesians 1, verse 7 and verse 8. Ephesians 1, verse 7 and verse 8. And it reads, in whom or in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Okay, let's look back up here at verse 7. And it says, in whom, talking about Christ, we have, talking about us, hallelujah, we're not trying to get redemption. We have it. It's there for us. We're not going to have it sometime in the future. And it's sad some people tell you that when they get in the prayer lines or when they call and you're trying to help them with their situation. And they'll tell you, oh, I'm going to have Jesus sometime. I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get it. It's already available. All you have to do for him to manifest it is to confess to him. Confess in the Lord Jesus that you are a new creature because he has taken all of our sins away. Every last one of them, they were on the cross with him. That's why God had to turn his back on his only begotten son because he couldn't look down on singing. And his son was full of it all over him. Hallelujah. That hurt Christ to his heart for his father to turn his back on him. But he knew why. He knew it was going to happen. But he was willing to do it that we might be saved, that we might be able to come directly to Abba Father. We won't have to go in a confession booth and confess to a priest. We don't have to go to somebody else and ask them, would you pray for my sins? No, we can come directly. Once we ask him to forgive us, and once we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our friend, as our caregiver, as everything we need, God turns everything around for us. Hallelujah. So what we have now is called redemption. Redemption through the blood of Jesus. We have the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're not going to get it. We're not going to have it sometime in the future. We have it right now, present tense. What is it that we have now? In him or in Christ? It's redemption. We have redemption. And what does redemption mean? It means that Satan's dominion over our lives has been broken. Satan lost his dominion over our lives the moment that we became a brand new creature. Oh, in the new birth, we receive a new Lord. That Lord that Adam gave everything to. That Adam let have everything that God had placed in his hands. He's not that Lord anymore. He used to be, and he still is for those that don't believe, for those that have not asked Christ into their heart that have not asked him to forgive them for their sins and to make them a brand new creature. Only our spirit man is changed. You see, when Adam and Eve partook of what Satan wanted them to do in eating of the fruit, immediately the Holy Spirit left them. It was the Holy Spirit that had them covered so that they didn't even know that they were naked, because the Spirit of God had them covered. But when they sinned, the Spirit left them. And then they were exposed to each other. But Romans 10 and 9 tells us, he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or confess Jesus as Lord, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Colossians 1:13 tells us how Satan has lost his dominion over us. It tells us in the new birth, you received a new Lord, Jesus Christ. Oh, I feel sorry for those who don't have him, that don't know him, and don't even want to know him. You see, Satan's dominion ended, and Jesus' dominion began in us. The moment that we were born again, he went down into hell. Hallelujah. Satan just knew he had Jesus. I got you now. But Satan just took the keys away from him and took the sting out of death. So we don't have to have the second death. Those of us that love the Lord, we don't have to have it. I thank God, hallelujah, that I am redeemed from sin. In Ephesians 1 and 7, it says, in whom Jesus Christ, we have redemption. If you've given your heart to him, you're not under Satan's dominion anymore. And you can tell him that. Why? Because you belong to Jesus now. You belong to him. He's your new Lord. Thank you, Jesus. From what and from whom are we redeemed? A lot of people say, thank God I'm redeemed from sin. But that's not the whole story. That's just a part of it. It's not even nearly all of it. Once we have accepted Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Over in Galatians 3:13, I want you to, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to write this scripture. Excuse me for just one moment, please. I have to put my mask on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Hallelujah. I was telling you that there. Thank you, darling. Okay. Thank you so much, Jesus. God is still blessing me, baby. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. We're not only saved, but we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 3:13. It tells us Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. And so I might ask, well, what is the curse of the law? I want you to go back to the five books the first five books in the Old Testament. It's sometimes called the Pentateuch. And as you study those first five books of the law, then you will find that the curse or the punishment for breaking God's law is threefold. It is poverty. We're not to live in poverty. God has given us too much. We just have to trust him. It's sickness. You don't have to just stay sick because Jesus took all sickness on his body, on his back. He still has those scars. Every last one of them, 9 times 39, that's how many stripes he has on his back. That's how many scars he has now on his back. So we don't have to be sick. We don't have to stay sick. But the enemy is the one that keeps trying to make us sick. And then there are things that we do to ourselves that brings on sickness. The confession of our mouth. You see, whatever you confess out of your mouth, that's why you have to be careful, because it will bring health, it will bring life, or it will bring death. That's why I ask God to put a bridle on our mouth, that we sin not with our tongue. Our tongue is a deadly weapon. It's just like a big ship. You would be surprised the size of the steering wheel that wheels these big ships. Small thing, but it's a great thing. Our tongue is one of the smallest parts of our body, but it's the most deadly. So we need to thank God. We need to praise him. Hallelujah, that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of poverty. Read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. What? Lord Jesus, I can't believe this. My time is almost up, but we got on late, so I'm going to go a few more minutes. Thank you, Jesus. I haven't even gotten to the get it part that I wanted to share with you yet. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of death. That is spiritual death. He's redeemed us from spiritual death. Hallelujah. Or eternal separation from God. He has redeemed us from that. And physical death when Jesus comes again. God has redeemed us through Jesus Christ from these things. And we don't need to have any fear of the second death, because Jesus already took the sting away from death. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hell is the home of the spiritually dead. And I thank God that I'm not spiritually dead, and neither are you, if you are born again, because we have been redeemed, number one, from the curse of poverty. Some folks think that the will of God for a person to go through life and not ever have anything, and it's sad. It's sad. We have heard that talk in our churches in long ago days, especially in some of the Pentecostal holiness churches. They would teach about being poor, even in some of the Baptist churches. But I thank God that that is not what he wants for us. That is not. So instead of believing the Bible, we believe what we've been taught. And that's a sad thing if that person is not teaching you directly from the Bible. God sent 2 angels to me to tell me to forget all the other stuff that I had been taught and to get into his word, and that I was to teach his people his word, not what man has, when they opened up different denominations and they had different things, different that you had to go by, you know, all these different things. God says, throw all that stuff away. Get in my word. Teach my word. And let everything else go. Because we need to know exactly what God wants us to do so that we can walk in that place, in that redemption. Glory be to God. You know, some people say, well, honey, I guess I'm just another Job. No, you're not. Job had faith in God. The only thing that was wrong with Job is that he had a fear that his children, because they loved to party, going from one house to the other house. Job was not a Jew, but he loved the Lord. But he knew of God. But he heard of God. He loved it. And he put those practices in his life. He did those things that were said for them, how to follow the Lord. Hallelujah. But the very fact that he was fearful, that opened the door for Satan to come before God and accuse him of Job, accuse him of putting a hedge around Job. And that if you take that hedge away, he's going to curse you to your face. Hallelujah. Even his wife told him, why don't you just curse God and die? Because she had sense enough to know that if he cursed God, spiritually he would be dead. But Job didn't. Even through all he went through with his friends. But he couldn't understand. He didn't know why God had taken everything from him. Why everything in one day, in just a matter of hours, he lost not only his children, but all his cattle, his sheep, his everything. The only thing left was him, his wife, and the servant that lived to come and tell him. Hallelujah. But God put that in there to let us know how Satan comes before him and questions him against us. He accuses us before the Lord. And I believe God is letting us know through Job that he will allow him to touch us, but he can't take our life. Many, many times he's tried to take my life, but God has not allowed it. I'm not ready to go yet. I'm not ready to give up. I want to fight until there's no fight left, until God says, okay, Rose, it's your time. But really, I want to go up in the rapture when that happens. So don't ever refer to yourself, no matter what you're going through, whatever kind of calamity or trial. Don't consider yourself as being like Job, going through what Job went through. No, because that's not what God has for you. We've got to trust him with everything that is within us. And we have to be careful saying that you're another Job, because that implies that you have to become one of the richest men in the world, which Job was at that time. He was the richest man in the world. But what did God do for him? He gave him twice as much as he'd ever had before. And if you're going to be like Job, then God is going to have to do the same thing. He's going to have to give you twice as much as you ever had before. But can we stand like that today? Do we have enough of him in us to stand through losing everything like that, losing your children, losing all that you have? We need to pray for people all over this world, because there are some of them that are in the process, even right now, of losing everything they've ever had through fires. There are some places where a volcano is getting to erupt. There's another volcano at the California line and the Nevada line. There's one that has started smoking that has not erupted in thousands of years. There's one in Alaska that's getting ready. And other places, there's fires that's burning whole towns and cities down. People running for them lives with only what they can grab. There's a cyclone out there in the waters. Who knows which way it's going to go? So many places have been destroyed because of hurricanes and tornadoes and flooding. There have been tsunamis. I watched one that had happened in Japan, toppling down. It's almost as tall as the Empire State Building. And they have poles that trying to hold it up so they can get the people that live in it out of it. Floods all over the world. The Sahara Desert is no longer a desert because it flooded out. A dam burst and it flooded. Then after the flood came the hail, and now it's iced over. The rivers that used to be the dirt, the dust, the sand is no longer that. But it's like a river that's frozen over. Read Matthew, the 24th chapter. I want you to read it before you go to bed tonight. Because Jesus told his disciples, when you see earthquakes, and I've seen on YouTube nine earthquakes that have happened. And there are volcanoes that's getting ready to erupt. Some that never, it's been so long since smoke came out of them. I want you to know this because I want you to know this time out. Time out for playing with God. It's time out for picking him up only when you need him. It's time out for not learning of him. It's time out for not teaching your family, your children that don't know him, that haven't given their hearts to him. He's given us a space of time to win our children and our families back to him. He's given us fame in some of the lands. This is also something else that he said to look for. And when you can't tell one season from another, these are the things. The scientists over at the Antarctica now, I may not pronounce it completely right, but they have drilled a hole that was over 400 miles inside the Antarctica, and they found a lake that they never knew was up under it, but there was some bacteria down there. And this is where we get our clean water from. It's from the Antarctica. A part of it is already falling off. If the next part, because it was beginning to melt, if it should come loose, then everything north coming down this way would be flooded and would be underwater. We need to pray and trust God and pray for others, pray for these other people that have lost everything. And it's time to be grateful to God for what you have. Don't take him for granted. He said, don't take him for granted. Don't believe that this is what you just got to have because I'm saved. No, 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 no. You don't have to have anything. It's by his grace and it's by his mercy that he allows us and that he gives us chance after chance after chance. It's time to get real with him as you have never been. He said, don't play with me. Don't play with me. But you can be my child. You can be friends with me. I can be your friend. God tells us that. Jesus, the Holy Spirit was in us. The angels that are in our homes that watch over us, they see the things that we do. Those things that are not right and those things that are right. There are some that's right side of, outside of our homes that when we walk out that door, they go with us wherever we go. So we have to be mindful of where we go, saying that we love Jesus. Ask the Lord to put a bridle on your mouth every day, that you sin not with your tongue. And every day we should ask God for forgiveness. Because every day there might be something that we say or do, or the way we look at somebody that is not pleasing unto God. He has redeemed us. And we need to act like we've been redeemed. Trust him. Learn to trust him. And I hope you're gaining something from these scriptures and from the word that the Holy Spirit has given me, is using me, speaking to me to tell you that these are things that we need to walk in so we can be strong in him. It's so much that we've got to learn, me and Pastor, as well as you. So much we don't know. But the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. He's our teacher, he's our leader, he's our guide. He's also Jehovah Roha. Hallelujah. The forgiver of all of our sins. Thank you so much. I hope to finish this on next Saturday. I'm sorry that we started late, but we had problems getting on. And God used up his beautiful ram in the bush, Evangelist, to help us get on. Evangelist, do you feel like praying for us? And Prophetess, if you would close us out.
Tell them Mesh 1.
Mesh 1. When you're open. Hello?
I'm here. I don't know about anybody else.
Okay, well, go ahead and pray for all of us and give us our benediction.
I went ahead and turned. Father God, we are so humbled that we are able to abide in your presence right now at this time with so many things going on, Father God. We will continue to abide in you, and your words abide in us, so that we can ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us because of our obedience, Lord. And we ask that our love for each other does not wax cold, and our love for you never waxes cold, because if it doesn't wax cold, then we will continue to love one another. So you being the center of our creation and the center of all things created, Father God, you being the center of everything going on, Father God. You being omnipresent, Father God, our Alpha and our Omega, Father God, our beginning and our end, Father God, our past, our present, and our future, Father God. For you being it all, Father God, you are I am, I am, I am, I am, Father God. We lift you up, Father God, for when a tongue that's not lifting you up, Father God, we praise you for the tongues that's not praising you, Father God. We praise you in the midst of everything, Father God. We praise you as you have covered our doorpost, Father God, with your lamb, hallelujah, who you sent, named Jesus Christ, whose birthday we celebrate. Especially on December 25th. Let us celebrate it every day, Father God. We praise and we lift you up, Father God, above all things, Father God, knowing that you have the supreme power and you are the supreme being and you are our supreme and only God. We lift you up, yeah. Father God, as the heavens stay up in the sky, Father God, and as the earth beneath us shall stay solid no matter how it crumbles, Father God. We lift you up that we're on solid ground, Father God, as you are the solid rock and we stand on you, Father God, and all your promises, Father God. We lift you up, Father God, as every word that you have had written in your Bible, Father God, is a testament, Father God, that we can go through, Father God, and we will bring others to you, Father God. These children that you are calling for these days, Father God, let our mouths spew everything that is productive and prosperous and wealth out of you. And we are not speaking of just, we ain't even talking about money, Father God. We're talking about your peace, your love, and your fruits of the Spirit, and Father God, and your resources, Father God. We are seeking you first, Father God. We are coming to you, Father God, so that all these things, Father God, we seek your kingdom and your righteousness. Hallelujah. So all these things shall be done unto us.
Thank you, Jesus.
First, your kingdom and your righteousness. So all these things
Hallelujah.
In your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Now, the benediction, Father God. Please watch as you will. And we ask, however we do it, let us ask and come to you. May the Lord watch between we and they, you and us, all of us, while we're after, one from the other, in Jesus' name, as our constant Jesus. Amen. Amen. Through the power of the
Amen.
Holy
Spirit. Amen. God bless every one of you. In Jesus' name, good night.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Apostle. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. Bye-bye.